back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here from Napoleon High School for the girls' district tournament this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It is the district quarterfinals. Our second game of the evening, Hanover Horton taking on East Jackson. Connor Dockery alongside the Mark W. Daly as we dive into another pregame show brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. Don't forget to download the app and order online. What a great pizza there. Kelly Express Mart as Hanover Horton coming into this one. They've had a very strong regular season, 17-5 overall. They finished second in the Cascades West with a 12-4 record. And this team, they've taken a step forward this year. They've won 13 games 2 years ago and then 12 last year. So kind of stagnated a bit. Ended up losing to Lumen Christi in the district tournament. And then here they are, 12-5. They've had a very, very strong regular season. For this Hanover Horton team, their best win, Concord. That's right. They took down Concord, a phenomenal team, not only for Division IV, but really in the area. Able to beat them 48-37 in their last regular season game on Saturday. As Hanover Horton, they've had a pretty good regular season, Mark W. Daly.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good season. You can tell by their record. And, you know, this is one of those teams that coming into this didn't get the bye, but they've got that look at Grass Lake and say, you know what? We've got a chance here. We've got a chance. They do. They've got a legit opportunity. They take care of business tonight to be able to hang a little bit with Grass Lake.
Yeah, this will be our first look at them
right
this season. But, yeah, just that improvement that they've had over the last couple of years. And we'll get a good look to see, like, hey, you know, that Grass Lake team is very, very tough on Wednesday, awaiting the winner of this game. But we could see, like, hey, Hanover Horton, we'll see if they have maybe a chance in that one. And East Jackson, you never know. They're 4-18, 3-13, finished last place in the Cascades East. But the biggest thing about this East Jackson team is they lost a lot of quality seniors from last season.
Yeah, they did. You know, you see a lot of nines, you see a lot of tens next to names on this. A few seniors thrown in there. Am I seeing that right? Only two juniors. So, yeah, definitely a young team. Remember, during the pregame, we were talking about peaks and valleys that happened with high school athletics. And this could be one of those years where it's just a rebuilding year for the East Jackson team. They're so, so young.
Yeah, and especially just from the team that we saw last year, you know, you had your, you know, some of those players, you had your Addison Hendricks, Mariah Curley, some of those players that come to mind. Very solid. Curley playing some pretty good basketball with Jackson College right now. So, but yeah, East Jackson, when you lose players like that and you don't necessarily have, you know, the players immediately behind in the classes behind them that are there that are quite ready to step up, that's when you can get the kind of values. We saw that with Grass Lake Boys Athletics
this year, kind of
in a big way. But, unfortunately, we've seen it with this East Jackson girls team. Last year they went 15-9, ended up beating Napoleon in the district tournament, ended up losing to Grass Lake in the district semifinals. East Jackson this year, they split their games with Napoleon, and non-Cascades losses, they've lost to Jackson Christian, Weberville, Maple Valley, and Dansville. They've also lost to Hanover Horton in their previous matchup this year, 66-10 on January 13th. So we'll see what we have in this one. But Mark W. Daly, a couple keys to the game.
Well, it's going to be real similar to what we had talked about with the last one, not really having a good look at either one of these teams. It's really going to be about making the adjustments as you head on through the game and really going all out. Don't leave anything left out here on Jim Dutton's court, because it's either going to be a win, an advance, or a lose, and you're getting ready for track or softball.
Yes, you got to lay it out all out there tonight. Come together with a strong performance and anything can happen. So teams are ready to end their pregame warm-ups going into the national anthem moments from now. That'll wrap up the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. As we'll step aside for 3 minutes, we got Hanover Horton and East Jackson tip-off and starting lineups coming your way next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back at Napoleon High School. Jim Dutton's court here in the Pirate Dome. We've got our second girls district quarterfinal of the evening, featuring Hanover Horton and East Jackson. Connor Dockery alongside the Mark W. Daly. We got the starting lineups for you. First for East Jackson, it'll be Chloe Gettings, Lily Morello, Chloe Sadak, Naya Wynn, and Terrell Overton. Head coach is Tad Fletcher. For Hanover Horton, starting five is Lila Hamisfar, Allie Strade, Maggie Soper, Molly Soper, and Haley Craigie. Head coach is Joe Lusk. Ready to get underway in this Hanover Horton School's first quarter. Jump ball between Maggie Soper and Coley Sadak. It's going to be one out by Sadak. East Jackson with the first possession of this one, going from left to right in your radio dial, as it's going to be lost on the baseline. Sadak had it stolen away by Maggie Soper. East Jackson now back on defense in the 3-2 zone. Hannibal Horton moving the ball around, wearing their home white uniforms. Red numbers trimmed in navy. East Jackson in their road navy blue uniforms with gray numbers trimmed in white. Dish down low, going to be intercepted this time by East Jackson. It's picked up by Overton, and it's going to be stolen right back by Hammisfar.
That's two times in a row that Hannibal Horton's been able to pick the pocket of East Jackson.
Now trying to get something going offensively, approaching the minute mark. No points yet scored. Now it's a free throw line for Soper on the far side. Mid-range jumper off the mark by Molly Soper. Sadak the rebound, and East Jackson going the other way, driving quickly on the baseline. Gettings layup, that's off. Sadak put back, no, on the offensive rebound, and it's going to be tracked down by Hammisfar.
Already seeing a little bit faster of a pace in this contest.
Yeah, really slow pace between Springport and a point in our first game today. East Jackson and Hannibal Horton really quick, and even with these passes too. At the free throw line for Maggie Soper, driving around the defender, lost the dribble, and then a bad pass by Allie Strayed and out of bounds.
Yeah, she was looking for, was it number 21, Haley Craig, and just ended up missing the mark on her. She had position. If she's able to get the handle on that ball, she's got a quick two.
No points yet. About 2 minutes into this Hannibal Horton School's first quarter, with Wynn on the near side for the Lady Trojans, as it double-teamed and stripped away by Hammisfar, another Hannibal Horton steal.
You put that ball down to where they can grab it, they're just going to swat it away from you.
A lot of turnovers so far for East Jackson, have really only gotten up a shot. Far side for Hammisfar, now inside the lane, dishes it to the corner, Molly Soper, three, up and in.
Good ball movement, they test the inside with a pass to the big person, who just gunned it right back out to three-point land.
3-0, Hannover Horton over East Jackson. Sadak has it at the left free throw line, extended mid-range jumper is offline. Rebound by Molly Soper. Brings it up to the right wing herself before pulling it back out for Strayed. Back to Soper in the corner, just drilled one from there. Back outside the free throw line, pass fake Craig in the corner. Molly Soper, 2 for 2, no she can't. Rebound for Maggie Soper. Turns around, put back, up and in.
Again, testing that inside. The defense in the zone crashes down to the ball. Leaves that three wide open. And then the other Soper just cleans it up, taking the garbage out.
3 minutes into this Hannibal Horton School's first quarter. We got another steal. Hammisfar dish up ahead. Layup in on the fast break for Craig. And we're going to need a timeout here. 7-0 start for Hannibal Horton over East Jackson. 4:51 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hannibal Horton School's first quarter midway through. 7-0 lead for Hannibal Horton as East Jackson trying to get on the board here. Driving on the baseline for Gettings. Shot might have been blocked. It's rebounded by Molly Soper. She'll outlet it up ahead for Craig. And the ball's going to be bumped out of bounds by Gettings. Stays here with Hannibal Horton.
So when they get the rebound and they're dribbling up the court, their head is up, they're looking for a fast break, and they're passing it to the open person.
Bounce pass on the baseline for Soper. Gets it back to the near sideline and up top for Lila Hammisfar. Down low for Molly Soper, back for Hammisfar on the top of the key. 3-2 zone still for East Jackson. And Horton with crisp ball movement so far. Now the free throw line back in the corner. Molly Soper lines up another three, and she hits her second one.
That's her spot. Put an X on it. That's her spot. She's been draining them in this first quarter from that corner.
And they're going to hope that East Jackson doesn't have the treasure map to that X here in the Pirate Dome. 10-0 start for Hanover Horton over East Jackson. Tries to get it to Sadak down low. It's going to be stolen away by Strayed. Outlet up ahead for Craig. Defenders all over the place, able to hold on to it. At the free throw line for Molly Soper. Jumper, that one bounces around and misses.
Where a lot of athletes would have tried to force that one, she realized she didn't have the numbers, pulled it up, and then unselfishly, wide open player at the top of the key for a free throw line extended shot.
Pass by East Jackson trying to outlet that one. Went out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, and Tom Coffey's Soft Water for tonight's girls' district quarterfinals. Hanover Horton at the free throw line now for Maggie Soper. Faces up with it. Goes back in the corner for Molly. Sidestep, pass down low. Pass deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Lady Comets.
A little kick action on that. Now you see their defense over here has adjusted. Now we'll talk about that more after the break.
Yeah, we're going to get another timeout here. 3:14 left in this Hanover Horton School's first quarter. Horton leads 10-0 back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Count.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
10-point lead for Hanover Horton over East Jackson. 3 minutes left in the Hanover Horton School's first quarter. The three ball in the corner offline by Totef on the inbound, but another offensive rebound for Hanover Horton. On the near sideline for Hammisfar, top of the key. Now bounce pass over for Maggie Soper. Lines up the three offline.
So East Jackson switched to a man. They did a stretch zone, but coming out of the break, they switched it over to man.
See if that makes a difference as Hammisfar able to poke away the ball and gets another steal for Hanover Horton. Tons of steals in this first quarter as the three ball on the near side for Totef offline again. Long rebound out. It's anybody's ball, and we're going to have a foul here by Hanover Horton against Lila Hammisfar, immediately helping the defender up after that hard bump.
Well, she had a vice grip on that ball, number four, Lily Murillo. And when Hammisfar came in there, or was it straight?
It was
either one. And when Hammisfar came in there, tried to get the ball loose, she just wasn't letting it go, and she took her to the floor.
2:20 left in this Hanover Horton School's first quarter. East Jackson on the left wing for Murillo. Now for Sadak on the backdoor cut. It's going to be intercepted by Molly Soper on the outlet layup. In and a foul for Maggie Soper. And one.
Got a little push in the back. That's what happens when you get beat on defense. That's when the fouls come in. So she had a little push from the back. That's what orchestrated said foul and whistle.
Foul's going to be on Leoni Della Valle. Her first team's first. Tonight's postseason coverage of the girls' district quarterfinals brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating at the Aspen 1 Hour free throw offline. But an offensive rebound and a miss by Molly Soper trying to put it back and in. East Jackson the other way, still looking for their first bucket. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter as Hammisfar pokes the ball out of bounds again, but it will stay with East Jackson on the sideline.
Just disrupting that offense, preventing them from doing what they want to do.
They just really can't get set up.
Uh-uh.
So many tip passes. In the backcourt for Morello, dribbles to the top of the key, and now screen coming on the right for Overton. Cuts on the baseline, trying to get around the defender. Tough shot, blocked away by Totef and rebounded. Brings the ball before the other way to the top of the key for Maggie Soper. Into the corner, Hammisfar fires the three. It's too strong, and rebounded in the corner by Geddings. East Jackson the other direction. Trailing by 12, 90 seconds left in this Hanover Horton School's first quarter. Barillo top of the key. Holds on to it for a moment. Gets a screen, a double screen on the right. Now trying to find Sadak down low. Intercepted by Maggie Soper. Lobs it down low for Craig. That shot is offline. Trying to save it, and she's out of bounds.
So that was Tota who really caused that turnover right there by getting in the face of the offensive player, disrupting every lane, everything that she had, and she just threw the ball away. Hanover Horton just couldn't convert on that fast break.
East Jackson trying to close this first quarter strong. Barillo screen on the right now for Overton. Drives in the baseline, layup offline. Gets her own rebound, but Toba's on the line. Another East Jackson turnover.
Yeah, when she drove, it like totally pushed her out of bounds, and she just wasn't able to establish herself coming back in.
40 seconds left in the quarter. Now for the Lady Comets left wing. Three ball. That one's too strong by Craig, and then an offensive rebound. Floater in the lane. Off glass and in for Maggie Soper.
That was very unselfish play. There was like five passes before it found its way to that first three attempt.
20 seconds left. East Jackson trying to get on the board here. Great shutdown defense by Hanover Horton. A lot of turnovers. Morello has it on the screen. Near side for Overton. Back for Morello. Trapped on the baseline. And she steps on the line and out of bounds.
Got to have court awareness. Got to know when you get too low underneath that basket, you're not going to be able to make a shot anyway.
5 seconds left. Up ahead for Craig. Lobs it to the opposite corner. Three ball toe tap offline. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter. It's a shutout so far. Hanover Horton leads 14-0 over East Jackson. We'll take a 60-second timeout. And we got the second quarter coming your way next for the girls' district quarterfinals on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof. Then you need the best dumpsters in town. Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's coverage of the girls' district quarterfinals brought to you by Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. 14-0 Hanover Horton over East Jackson. Connor Dockery alongside the Mark W. Daly. As Hanover Horton has the first possession out of the quarter break. Molly Soper top of the key on the far side for Strade. Back for Soper down low. Tough shot up and in over Zadak.
You watch this Hanover Horton offense. Nobody is standing still. Everybody is constantly moving all the time.
They've been generating a lot of easy looks. Taking advantage. East Jackson the other way. Geddings has it. Cut off by Hammisfar. Screen coming on the right for Zadak and then for Overton on the top. Sadak gets it down low. Tough shot off glass. Bounces all around and drops.
Yeah, it was a nice soft touch, letting it bounce around on the rim. Nice touch.
That finally puts East Jackson on the board, trailing by 14. To Hanover Horton now the other way for Soper. That's going to be an offensive foul as Sadak able to get her body set and draw the contact.
Now finally, a few things rolling East Jackson's way, getting a little momentum.
We have a score update from our other broadcast on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Mason leads Jay High 10-6 at the end of the first quarter. up there in Okemos for that girls' district quarterfinal. Uh-huh. And we have a East Jackson turnover, bouncing it too many times in the corner. And Overton dribbles over the line.
That feels a little competitive in Okemos.
It is close. We got now a half-court press from East Jackson. Still beaten by Hannibal Horton. Hamisfar back outside. Now at the top of the key. Wide open down low for Maggie Soper. Couple dribbles into the defender. Right past Sadak. And that one's blocked from behind by Sadak. East Jackson the other way with Overton over for Murillo. On the near side for Sadak. About 90 seconds into this second quarter. East Jackson trails by 14. We got a reaching foul by a overly aggressive Maggie Soper, her second personal foul.
Well, she's gonna find some bench time. Don't want to rack up those fouls too early.
She's replaced by Jordan Tiffany. Bounce pass in for Sadak around the defender. Floater on the block. That one's off. Rebound for Craig.
Again, found herself too low under the basket.
Creating a tough angle. Hammers far top of the key, bounce fast over for Strade. Now on the top of the key for Tiffany. Hesitated, did not fire the three. And now Molly Soper will, and she will hit.
Nothing but net. I mean, they went out of a zone, went into this man, and now they're running all over the place with this Hannibal Horton offense.
That's the third long ball for Molly Soper in this half. Hannibal Horton dominating. They lead 19-2 as we got a block in the lane. Gettings swiped away by Hamisfar. It will stay with East Jackson as it went out of bounds. Inbounding on the left side of the basket. Bounce pass for Sadak and stripped away but fouled by Strade.
Yeah, she had her hands in there, tied her up for sure. That was an easy call.
Another inbound for East Jackson on the left side of the basket.
She's trying to sell it like what? What, me?
Right.
But yeah, that was...
Isn't that every basketball player, though?
Uh-huh. That was all foul, no ball.
Three ball on the left by Morello off, and Hamisfar brings it the other way for the Lady Comets, leading 19-2 in this first half of play. On the far corner for Molly Soper outside, hesitating, firing the three. Tiffany, and she got it.
Nobody came up on her. She had time to turn, set, size it up, grill a few hot dogs, and then let it fly.
Scoring from three, scoring from two. Buckets all over the place, and an errant pass out of bounds. It hit one of the girls on the bench. I think she should be okay. I don't know if she was ready for that one. Seems like everybody's fine. A shake of the head of disapproval from Mark W. Daly on that one.
That's all right.
Now for Molly Soper. She's going to be fouled from behind by Shaitana Brown, who just checked in. Inbounding on the right side of the basket for Hannibal Horton, leading 22-2.
A little confusion as to where to set up for East Jackson on D.
Strayed the inbounder. Bounce pass. Ooh, that would have gone to a wide open Craig if it weren't for the reflexes of Sadak to poke that pass out of bounds.
Yeah, in a season where you're trying to find some bright spots, Sadak is doing a really good job for this East Jackson team on offense and on defense.
Hamisfar on the far side. Guarded closely by Overton. Now on the top of the key for Molly Soper. Back for Hamisfar to reset the Lady Comet offense. Dribbles to the near side. Free throw line extended into the corner for Tiffany. Lobbing it down low for Craig. It's poked away. Back for Tiffany. Now trying to lob it down low for Molly Soper. In the double team. Hammered. And we'll see if they give her free throws. It should be just an inbound, I think.
Yeah, she wasn't in the shooting motion. Right. Some of these fouls we're seeing here tonight. I mean, they're not leaving any doubt.
No.
There's nothing tic-tacky down low tonight.
Yeah, a lot of contact, a lot of aggression. Molly Soper on the handoff. Buries another triple, her fourth of the evening.
That was Craig. He was able to hand her the ball, but then box out the defender so she could get a wide-open three.
East Jackson better be yelling shooter every time she touches the ball. She's got 14 torching the Nets in this first half. We've got 4 minutes to go in the first half. So we've got a block by Molly Soper, now getting it done on defense. And now an outlet to Strade on the fast break. She was a little out of control in the dribble, and she lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, she lost the handle on that one. She had a step on the two defenders and was looking for a fast two, but just got a little too anxious.
25-2, Hanover Horton leads over East Jackson. This was a matchup in the regular season that Hanover Horton won 66-10. You could see why. Just great play on both ends of the floor. Gettings on the far side. She's cut off the free throw line. Back for Sadak. Triple teamed. Muscles it up. No. Looking for the foul. Didn't get it. Now for Molly Soper. Into the free throw line for Strade. Travel called. Hanover Horton turns it over.
Well, she tried to take a power dribble at the top of the key. And that's when they ended up calling the foul.
3:12 left in the second quarter. East Jackson the other direction with Chloe Gettings bringing the ball across the timeline. Covered by Strade. Scream coming on the left. Back for Sadak. Dribbles. Stopped at the left elbow. Through the lane. Tough hook. That one's left short. Not a bad look.
Well, Sadak totally missed the cutter, who was wide open to the hoop.
Molly Soper has it at the top of the key. She's the hot player of the half for Hanover Horton with four threes. Through the lane, we got a travel on the handoff by Jordan Tiffany and another Hanover Horton turnover.
Something right there around the Pirates logo at the free throw line. That's the area where they've called travel last couple times down.
They're watching for it with that spot. Maisie Toteff checks in for the Lady Comets. Down low, tough shot, muscled up. It's a miss by Overton. Put back, no. Rebound by Bella Crabtree, who also just checked in.
You got one of the shortest players out there going up against one of the tallest players out there for that one.
Molly Soper, top of the key. Looks for the pass to the near side, gets into Toteff. Now on the near side for Tiffany. Swings it back up top for Molly Soper. Fires another three. Couldn't make another one this time. Looking for her fifth. And the ball will be saved in, but to East Jackson. Final 2 minutes of the half. Hanover Horton leads 25-12. And a bad pass, lobbing it down low. Miscommunication. They're going to say last touch by Hanover Horton, so it'll stay with East Jackson.
Must have been tipped. They were looking. They were looking for Sadak down low. We had position. And she's one of the taller ones out there, but she's not 8 feet tall.
No, not quite. Just a few inches below that. Sadak has it straight away. She'll be blocked on the three by Toteff. Then a bad outlet from Crabtree. It's stolen right back by East Jackson. On the left for Gettings, and then straight away three. Morello, yes.
Well, found it wide open, and didn't take too long to pull the trigger on that one. Signs of life from the East Jackson Trojans.
That stops a 9-0 scoring run. It's a 20-point Hanover Horton lead with 1:25 left in quarter two. Top of the key for Jordan Tiffany, guarded out there by Overton. Spring coming on the left. Drives through, going to be ripped away and stolen by Lily Morello. And a foul called, going up the floor.
She had that dribble in left hand and just like kind of dribbled the ball right into the defender.
That was going to be on Kendall Bevere. That should make it Jordan Tiffany. Tonight's postseason coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, JPS, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Driving through the lane, tough force up, no. Rebound all over the place, goes down for Overton, and then stolen right back by Toteff. Up ahead for Jordan Tiffany, trapped on the left wing. Back to the top of the key, and on the far side, Bevere, pass fake. Now top of the key for Toteff. Bevere once more, top side, Tiffany. Final 40 seconds of the half. Had it poked away, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by East Jackson.
They're just being really patient with the ball, passing it around, chewing up clock, just waiting for the right time to strike.
Inbound to Maisie Toteff, back for Tiffany. Lobs it down low for Crabtree. Backing down Sadek. Fallaway shot off glass. No. Offensive rebound put back. Yes.
Smart move. Able to back up the defender to get that low post shot. Goes, gets a rebound and quick back up with it for the score.
Now Sadek the other end. Right hook is in. A beautiful finish.
She's got a nice little touch on that. That's the second time that's fallen for her.
And a travel on the inbound to Hanover Horton. It'll be East Jackson ball with 3 seconds left in the first half, trailing by 20.
It's a little baby hook. It's a cute little baby hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice soft finish. Dare I say, Jokician. You had the eye roll before I even said it. Three balls straight away at the buzzer.
You set it up. I just let it go.
You saw it coming from a mile away. That does it for the first half of play. 27-7, Hanover Horton leading over East Jackson. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have the halftime report for you for our second district quarterfinal this evening. Don't go anywhere. You got girls high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's coverage has been presented by Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Arrow Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and the Brokerage House. We are at halftime for our second game this evening. Girls District Quarterfinals between Hanover Horton and East Jackson. Hanover Horton with a huge halftime lead, 27-7. And for Hanover Horton, doing a lot of things right on the offensive end, but for them, starts on the defensive end with turnovers.
Well, yeah, for sure. They are not making life easy for Hanover Horton, who's only had like a couple, three bright spots on offense. More than half their points coming off a little baby hooks on that. But, yeah, and all the turnovers that they are causing on defense are just lead. If it's not ending in a fast break, it's ending in good ball movement. Everybody always moving. There's nobody ever standing around on that Hanover Horton offense. Great ball movement, patient, look, waiting for the right opportunity to strike, whether it's down low or kick out for a three. They are just doing a fabulous job making the right choices on offense.
Yeah, and it's, man, Molly Soper, she could shoot the ball. Four threes made in that first half.
Yeah, but to East Jackson's credit, they changed up their offense a little bit, and then, you know, she wasn't getting those threes in the corner, where I think she had two or three of them right off the bat in the beginning of the game. So they mixed it up a little bit, made her life a little more difficult, wasn't able to shoot from her comfort zone, to East Jackson's credit, or else, I mean, if they don't make that adjustment, I mean, they easily have hung almost 40 points on him, making this like a 30-point game.
Yeah, and Hanover Horton, it's been spectacular to watch. We mentioned Hanover Horton, one of the better teams in the county, especially in the Cascades. They've been phenomenal, 17-5 on the season, and I mean they've looked the part. They've just got so many different weapons. Great ball movement, great discipline, and you could just tell that they trust each other. They play well, and when they're moving the ball like that, it's tough to slow them down. So leading scorer at the half, Molly Soper with 14. We've also got Maggie Soper with 7, Jordan Tiffany with 3, and then 2 each for Haley Craig and Noah Crabtree. Meanwhile, leading scorer for East Jackson is Coley Sadak with 4, and then Lily Murillo tripping in 3. And we do have a halftime score from our other broadcast this evening up in Okemos. They're on WKHM. Jay trailing to Mason 22-13 at halftime. So any thoughts? Mark W. Daly, how does East Jackson try to work their way back into this one?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of good pieces with East Jackson. Their problem is how young they are. So, coming out in the half, they're going to have to pick up the speed of their game. They're going to have to be really sticky, sticky deep. And when I say that, I mean you got to be on your person's hip the entire time. Don't leave a Soper open for a three. Fight through those picks like your life depends on it, and just try to disrupt that Hanover Horton offense as much as you can. So for them, it's going to have to start on the D, and they're going to have to force some of those turnovers. They're going to have to get points on fast break because they don't have the offense, they don't have the ball movement to set up the open shots that they need to on offense. So they're going to have to change this game in transition.
Once again, halftime score is 27-7, Hanover Horton over East Jackson. And that'll do it for our halftime report. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have the second half of play for you in our girls' district semifinals here at Napoleon High School. Back in 2 minutes. This is 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We'd like to thank our playoff sponsors for joining us of live coverage of girls district basketball. East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. As it's time for the second half of play. For our second and final game this evening, Hanover Horton leading at half, 27-7 over East Jackson. I'm Connor Dockery alongside DMark W. Daly. As East Jackson has the first possession, going from right to left on your radio dial, and they turn it over, throwing it out of bounds in the corner. Now bringing some more half-court pressure. It's beaten with a couple passes up ahead. On the far side for Craig, down low for Maggie Soper. Out on the perimeter looking for Molly Soper down low. Bad pass, intercepted.
Tried to thread that needle, just couldn't make it happen.
Brillo has it at the free throw line looking for Sadak down low, and just ripped away by Craig. Another forced turnover for the Lady Comets. Hannes Farr has it on the right, back to the near side corner for Maggie Soper. A couple rotations now outside. Another three ball. Molly Soper lines in her fifth of the evening.
Now, you cannot leave her wide open. And she had time to turn around, sat, measured up, and let it fly. It was nothing but net.
She has over half of her team's points, single-handedly outscoring East Jackson. She's got 17, and she now has it as her sister gets the steal. Back over for Hamisfar, the free throw line. Back outside, head fake for Soper, sidestep, mid-range jumper, wide right. Rebound loose, comes down to Maggie Soper, and then she has it stripped away by Murillo.
You don't need to do a power dribble down there. You're going to get that stolen from you 10 times out of 10.
Now going to be stripped away on the other end. Murillo lost it out of bounds, and another forced turnover by Hanover Horton.
Maybe 9 out of 10 times.
Maybe. 30-7 lead for Hanover Horton. We got a foul in the backcourt on Murillo, her first.
She's going for the ball. She's going for the ball. She got a little bit of face.
Now into the front court. Molly Soper wide open again. Makes it again. 6 long balls for Molly Soper.
So over here, when they're inbounding that, they had 2 defenders on this side of half court. Numbers were over here. That's how they got wide open for that three. You just misplaced your defense.
Man. 33-7. Molly Soper with 20. Gets into the corner again. Heat check. Yes! 11. Make it 7 threes for Molly Soper. 23 points.
Coach calling a timeout. probably the conversation in that huddle is going to be about sticking with your person on defense. At least that's what it should be.
Yeah. 36-7. We're going to leave it right here. Hanover Horton leading over East Jackson. It's just been Molly Soper. She can... It's like...
I don't know what the relation is with Luke Soper, but it's in the family. Is it a brother? I don't know.
You can see the genetics.
You can see it.
And it, for her, it's just like... just raindrops dropping pennies into the ocean right now. She can't miss. 23 points. 7 threes made. And Hanover Horton leads 36-7. 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. Play resumes out of the timeout. And another bad pass goes out of bounds. Overton couldn't handle it.
Just look at the difference in offense here. I mean, that was... It looked like the upside of a five on a dice because they were just all kind of sitting in that one spot. Nobody moving around.
Now up ahead into the corner for Hamisfar. Going to turn the corner, dribble to the top of the key.
Not one person standing still right now.
Near side, head fake, layup on the open lane by Craig.
Head fake, got the defender off, and she had a straight line right to the hoop.
38-7. Hanover Horton over East Jackson. 5 minutes left in the third. Entry pass. It's off, but it picks up by Overton. Now on the baseline, jumper off by Wynn. Molly Soper the rebound. Waz it up ahead in the corner for Schrade. Back for Maggie Soper through the lane. Layup right hand in and a foul.
She didn't have a lane. She created the lane. And when you get beat on defense, that's when you foul. So she's going to the line for an and one.
Maggie Soper now has 8 as Nakia Lamon in for the first time, sending Sadak to the bench for East Jackson. And one free throw for Soper is up and in. 41-7. And Hanover Horton has scored all 14 points in this third quarter in the first 3.5 minutes. And that matches their most points in a quarter. They had 14 in the first, 13 in the second. And they've matched that just in the first 3.5 minutes. We got another steal. Up ahead for Hamisfar, stops on the baseline as the defense recovers. Gets it down low for Soper, and a couple players reaching in. Now the foul's called. It's against Lamon.
Well, we had another steal because you're not going to get open if you don't move on offense. And they're not moving on offense. It's very frustrating to watch.
Now on the inbound, top of the key for Soper. Now for Molly Soper in the corner. Couldn't make her 8th long ball. Rebound down to Overton.
That's because you said she can't miss.
I know, jinxed it. Oh. Sorry, Molly, that one's on me. Morello has it on the right wing. She's bumped and stopped. Kicks it back outside. Now for Gettings. Bounce pass over for Morello. Gets the screen. Trying to loft it back to the opposite corner and saved, but right to the other team. Up ahead for Strade on the fast break. Layup in on the right hand.
Just look. Up, heads up, basketball, found the person on the fast break, fed it to her, easy two.
Now for East Jackson in the front court for Chloe Gettings, trailing 43-7. Have not scored yet in the third. In the corner, 3 ball, 2 strong for Lily Murillo. And Vorden out and running the other way. Maggie Soper right to the rim. Tough contact. She couldn't muscle it up and in, but she goes to the line for 2 free throws.
Yeah, she'll be going there for 2. Just a good hard move to the basket. It's one of those you know you're not going to make it, but you're throwing it up anyway to hope to get the line for 2.
So Maggie Soper at the line for 2. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. First of which rolls all around and misses. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc., as well as Wilby Transit Mix Kelly Express Mart and Form Energy Drink. And misses both here, but an offensive rebound right back to Maggie Sober. Puts it back up, and this time she scores.
Good strong move to the basket.
45-7 now. All 18 points in the quarter by Hanover Horton. Now Gettings has it trapped on the near side, and we're going to have a timeout called by East Jackson coach Tad Fletcher.
Yeah, he called the timeout, saved possession on that one.
We'll step aside back in 60 seconds. We got the last 2:51 of the third quarter coming your way next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
East Jackson, possession out of the timeout, trailing by a lot to Hanover Horton. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Jumper on the baseline, offline by East Jackson, and the ball poked out of bounds, last touched by Hanover Horton. Gettings on the inbound left side of the basket. Just dribbled it in and lapse in judgment right there. You got to throw it in.
She didn't have anybody to pass it to.
That is true.
She didn't.
The only thing is you can't pass it to yourself. Molly Soper on the right wing. Stopped at the right elbow. Kicks back to the far side. Left free throw line extended for Riley Manning, who just checked in. Back outside. Bevere, now down low, takes a hard bump. Totef will go to the line for two. That should be the 15th foul. As we got Bella Crabtree back in for Hannibal Horton. That was the 15th foul, so we should be getting free throws.
Well, they're buzzing and trying to get the officials' attention there.
Yep.
Yeah, the now they finally got it.
There we go. So. Yes. Maisie Totef will shoot two in the bonus.
That was, you know, four times on the wild buzzer.
Maisie Totef off the bench here. Officials trying to get the sub-ins sorted out here for East Jackson. Ahead of these Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws.
I don't know what the confusion is here. You say which number you're going in for, and you go in. Oh, they're not letting them do it until after the first free throw.
That's normally when they can't check in anyways.
All right.
I am so confused. First Totef free throw falls. Got a score update. Mason 33-23 over J-High. End of third quarter. Up in Okemos. Totef second free throw wide right. Rebound to Gettings. Goes all the way down the floor the other way for Overton. Gets it back outside. Drives through. Tough layup. Up. Nearly dropped, but she does get fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
That would have been a tough shot. She was running right into three defenders on that one.
Coy Gettings at the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws, first of which is too strong and off the mark. One more try at the line. 1:52 left in the third. As she makes the second one. First point in the second half for East Jackson.
Walk. That was a walk.
Turnover on the inbound by Tiffany.
Little stutter step. She went to go pass it, then went to dribble it, and took a half step too many.
You can't do that.
Mm.
East Jackson on the inbound for Overton. Rolls on the far side, bounce pass for Gettings. Hesitates, nearly stripped away by Totef. Gets it back outside to Overton. Now the far side, a bump, anticipating the steal there by Tiffany.
Looking for the steal. Ended up with a body.
It's her second personal foul, second team foul for Hannibal Hort. Now at the free throw line for Morello. Bounce pass trying to get it to Sadak. Bounces all around. Goes outside for Morello. Sidestep three. That one might have been blocked, and it'll stay here with East Jackson.
That looked a little wide left.
Man.
Didn't the Bears have a field goal like that against the Lions? Yeah. Okay.
We might have seen some like that in the AFC Conference Championship between the Broncos and the Patriots, but I think the blizzard snow might have had an impact on that. Getting to the near side corner for Morello. Drives through the lane. Blocked away by Crabtree. Gets her own rebound, Morello. She has it stolen away, but it goes right back to Sadak, and she lays it up and in.
That little baby hook again.
And I believe we have a foul. A
warning?
Maybe a delay of game warning, I think, actually.
Okay.
So Sadak now with 6 points. East Jackson trails 46-10 to Hannibal Horton. Final 50 seconds of the third quarter. Entry pass flubbed. Goes right to Crabtree. Off glass. No. Rebound down to Sadak. And here comes East Jackson the other way. Morello through the lane. Tough layup. Through everybody and in.
Coast to coast.
East Jackson starting to go on a little bit of a run here, although they need a lot more to chip into this. Trailing by 34. Hannibal Horton bounce pass. It's going to be lost out of bounds by Manning. And here comes East Jackson up the floor with Chloe Gettings. Met by Manning there in the 2-3 zone. Tough shot. Nearly got it to fall on the mid-range, but she's fouled by Manning. And so
it's on the floor.
Ooh, wow. I don't know how you call it. It looked like she was shooting. So inbounding is set on the left side of the basket. Bob's up top, but it's intercepted by Totef. Hannibal Horton going the other way. Final 10 seconds of the third. Near side, bad pass. Bevere can't handle it, and it's out of bounds.
I'm not sure what happened to Hannibal Horton. It just got sloppy on both sides of the ball now.
I think that's what's called taking the foot off the gas pedal. And now East Jackson, ball pinballs around and out of bounds, but the quarter buzzer sounds all the same. And we go into the fourth. Hannibal Horton leading 46-12 over East Jackson in our district quarterfinal here at Napoleon. Fourth quarter is next in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
46-12, Hanover Horton over East Jackson in our girls' district semifinals at Napoleon High School.
Another one off the fingertips and out of bounds.
Hanover Horton, a quick turnover there.
I believe you called this a hockey line change. They got all five all five starters back in.
And now a three-pointer. That one's off by Overton. Hanover Horton the other way. Left wing for Allie Strayed. Three ball in the corner. That's the eighth one up and in by Molly Soper. Eight three-pointers. She's got 26 points. And we got another steal. And a bad pass the other way. Trying to get the outlet for Hamisfar.
She tried to throw it ahead and just overcompensated.
And Hamisfar gets it right back.
Wow.
Intercepting that pass.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Walks it over the midcourt. Met by Overton. Screen on the right by Maggie Soper. Back from Molly Soper. Going for number nine. Too strong. Follows her own shot, and it's going to be bounced back out for Strayed. Down low for Hamisfar. One more pass. Maggie Soper. Baseline jumper is in. Here's the Hanover Horton we've come to know and love through the first three quarters. 51-12. East Jackson near side for Overton. Back outside for Gettings. Pop on the far side, mid-range jumper up and in for Shaitana Brown. Now we're going to have a whistle in the backcourt. I did not see what that whistle was on. They did not put the 2 points on the board for East Jackson. Huh.
Don't know.
I did not see why.
They did that. They did that last week, too. They missed a bucket.
Yeah, that's now they credit
there, it's
it.
Up there now.
But I still don't know what that whistle was for. We got a three-pointer in the corner from the other Soper. It's Maggie Soper. Lead is out to 40 as East Jackson the other way. Layup offline for Murillo. Put back up and in for Sadak. 54-16 now. Final 5:40 left in this one. Bob it down low for Maggie Soper. Takes the bump from Sadak, and she was an immovable object there.
Clock should move a little quick. Should be moving a little quicker now.
Yeah, with that 40-point lead. We had to verify online last week what the running clock rule is. Apparently, we might not have this right, but apparently it's 40 points. Yep, clock is still running with the whistle. There's going to be a foul on the perimeter.
If it gets down to a 30-point differential, then they'll go back to a standard clock.
Yes. So when a team goes up to 40 points, that's when they get the running clock going. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, if the lead comes back within 30, that's when they shut the running clock off. So they give you some leeway. So Hanover Horton, a bad pass over for Strayed, intercepted by Goodwin, and then stolen right back. Maggie Soper to the front court, near side for King, getting her first action in this one. Now on the far side, three ball, Craig, that's off the heel, nearly wedged, and the rebound once again pulled down by Hanover Horton. Through the lane, Maggie Soper takes the contact, can't get the layup to fall, but she does go to the line for two. So the clock, yes, continuing to run through this free throw. Brought to you by Aspen Wyoming Heating and Air Conditioning. Misses the first one. Tonight's coverage presented by Performance Automotive Northwest Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, as well as King's Equipment, Bigby Coffee, and Hanover Horton Schools. Had a quick substitution. Kendall Bevere in for Soper. And now we have a full bench unit in for Hanover Horton. 55-16, 3.5 and counting in this fourth quarter. Running clock here with the big lead. Far side three ball, Brown. That's too strong, and it goes out of bounds. Substitution here, Maisie Totef in for Hanover Horton. Has the ball now. Walks the ball up the floor for the Lady Comets. Now on the baseline for King. Back outside, it's Craig. Now for Bevere. Hesitates, doesn't fire the three. Meanwhile, in the corner, the three-pointer is up and in for Totef.
Again, left or wide open down there. And, hey, your job is to score when you're out there.
Now in the near side corner, three ball by Goodwin is off. And then the save on the rebound by Lamon is going to go into the corner for Gettings. Somehow keeping that one alive. Lamon gets it back in the near side corner, lost the dribble. And Bevere can't control it. Several players dive on the floor for it. Bevere able to save it. Kind of a Horton the other way. Down low, bounce pass, nice feed off glass and in for two for Totef. Beautiful ball movement.
Nice look, nice look. Again, unselfish play. I love unselfish play. And think about it. You've got a lot of these girls out here are bench players. They don't see the time. They don't get a chance to play as much, and they're hungry for points, right? But you have a bench player out that who makes the dish to the open person, gives up her points for someone breaking to the basket. Love unselfish play.
Final 140 left in this one and counting with the running clock. So out there on the floor for Hanover Horton as we got the layup blocked by Sadak. It's going to be Riley Manning, Tori King, Kendall Bevere, Jayla Stevens, and Maisie Totef. East Jackson the other end, shot off the glass, no for Sadak. Rebounded by Tori King. Final 70 seconds left in this one. On the near side, jumper on the mid-range. That's too strong for Manning. Long rebound fought for, and King comes away with it. And then a foul in the backcourt committed by Brown.
Frustration foul. Frustration foul there.
Yeah, she knew she should have had that one in the backcourt.
Yeah.
Bella Crabtree back in for Hanover Horton. For the final 40 seconds and counting, even through this inbound.
Probably just dribble it out.
Yeah, might as well at this point. Probably only going to be able to get one shot more. Off the screen, Crabtree at the free throw line. She'll just take it and make it.
Nice touch. We've seen Crabtree a few times make it. She's got a soft touch when she's in the key there. She's got a good shot.
Yokichi in release.
Oh, come on.
Had to get one more of those in there. I had to get my Yokichi a triple-double, you know. Layup through the lane. Didn't get the foul.
She picked up her dribble. She can't. She just held it. Yeah.
Final score, 62-16. As the buzzer sounds, Hanover Horton takes down East Jackson in the girls' district quarterfinals. They will move on to take on the Grass Lake Warriors in a pretty good matchup that'll be coming up on Wednesday. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up on the other end here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialists will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit AspenHeating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final score of our second game this evening. Hanover Horton takes down East Jackson 62-16 in the girls' district quarterfinals. And Hanover Horton will move on for a pretty big matchup on Wednesday, taking on the tough, tough Grass Lake Lady Warriors. And in this one, Hanover Horton, I mean, offensive onslaught. East Jackson just really couldn't get much going. And we were pointing it out, you were really pointing it out to me, even between breaks, just the contrast between Hanover Horton's not only ball movement, but the players moving off ball compared to East Jackson. Everybody's just standing.
They were standing still. They weren't moving. You know, I have to imagine that nothing's going to frustrate you more as a coach besides not blocking out. But I don't know if that was a huge issue tonight. Just not moving on offense. You can't get it to another player. You can't move your ball around if you're not getting open. And they just weren't moving. They weren't moving. Unlike Hanover Horton. I mean, it was like a cyclone down there. The way they were moving their offense, I mean, it was fun to watch.
And the way that they were able to get Molly Soper open time and time again, and she just was locked in from downtown, 8 three-pointers for her alone.
Absolutely. And when you get momentum going like that, it's infectious. It really is. Yeah, she had a lot of the points for Hanover Horton on the team tonight, but you know that just opens up all other areas of the game.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was great. Hanover Horton scoring from all over the place. East Jackson just couldn't really do much to defend, and East Jackson offensively just didn't really have the offense. And you got to give Hanover Horton a lot of credit defensively, too, getting in the passing lanes. They're forcing turnovers. Made it difficult for East Jackson just to even get shots up. I would imagine Hanover Horton probably had at least a plus 20, if not plus 30, just shot attempted differential over East Jackson with how many fewer turnovers Hanover Horton committed.
It's like they're picking their pockets at will.
Yeah.
It really was.
So, dominating performance. I mentioned Molly Soper. Leading scorer with 26 points on 8 made three-pointers. Also got Maggie Soper with 16. That's the other high scorer for Hanover Horton. Meanwhile, Coley
State wait for it, Sopers. Super Sopers.
I was going to say Molly Soper definitely specifically lived up to the Super Soper title that we gave to Luke Soper from last season with the boys Comet team. But Hanover Horton moves on. They will be taking on Grass Lake on Wednesday as East Jackson season comes to an end at 4-19 overall record on the season. Again, final score is 62-16, and our final score from our first game this evening, 26-18, Springport over Napoleon. Springport moves on to take on Lumen Christi on Wednesday. So, Mark W. Daly, any final thoughts before we shut down for the evening?
Okay, so Lumen has only lost to one Michigan team all season long. You don't want to be a team from Michigan facing Lumen.
No.
That is going to be a mountain of a task. Last time Hanover Horton and Grass Lake played, they only played once. They played in early January. So two very different teams now than you are early in the season.
Yes.
But Grass Lake won that one, 75-37. Grass Lake only two losses on the season. Two very good Michigan teams.
And Division One teams, too.
Division One teams. So Hanover Horton, as impressive as they were tonight, they're going to have to bring that and then some on Wednesday. And Springport, they are going to have to play their best ball on the planet against Lumen coming up on Wednesday. So,
yes.
Very interesting semifinal Wednesday.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. And, of course, in that time, we'll also have boys regionals tomorrow with Lumen Christi and Springport up in New Lothrop. Live coverage right here at 5:30.
Jackson lost. Jackson fell to Mason tonight, 45-38 for that final.
Final up in Okemos. As one last point, you mentioned only one team in Michigan has beaten Lumen Christi. This team also beat Grass Lake, but that team that beat Lumen, the number, according to Max Preps, I like their rankings a little bit better than the MHSAA POP rankings, but
that's fine.
Number one ranked team in the entire state of Michigan, Rockford. That's who beat Lumen Christi, is the only Michigan team
to
beat Lumen, and they've also handed Grass Lake one of their two losses.
You can like the Max Preps rankings, you can, and I understand that, but all these teams are seeded based on the MHSAA rankings.
Yes.
So, but yeah, that's a really good team.
So, but anyways, action in the books tonight. Move on into Wednesday for the district semifinals. Final scores again, 62-16, Hanover Horton over East Jackson. They'll take on Grass Lake on Wednesday in this building. And then Springport takes down Napoleon, 26-18, and they will take on Lumen Christi on Wednesday. As That'll do it for tonight. And then, again, we got boys regionals tomorrow, semifinals. Springport and Langsburg at 5:30 in New Lothrop, followed by Lumen Christi and New Standard Academy boys at 7 right here on the Power Cow.
It's possible then Thursday we could have a Lumen Springport final.
Yes.
It's possible.
Yeah. So that should be fun. In the regional, too, you don't often get two local teams in the same regional. So that should be fun if it does come down to that. But we'll have to see how it plays out tomorrow. So for Luke Moorhead 2 back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school girls basketball alongside the Mark W. Daily on 95.9 The Power Cow. Good night, everybody.